One of the reasons TrackLib is creating waves in the music industry comes down to its unique approach and the amazing features that it offers. These aren't just songs. These are professionally recorded and mastered tracks that let you see their very building blocks. You can access individual stems or sections of music like mesmerizing vocal harmonies, thunderous drum beats, and intricate synths, which you can mix, chop, and rearrange in your compositions. That kind of sample-based freedom is incredibly hard to find elsewhere. At this point, you might be wondering, how does TrackLib fare when stacked against platforms like Splice? Fabulous question. While both platforms have key selling points, it wouldn't be fair to compare them directly, as they serve different needs. Let's dissect this further. Think of it as TrackLib vs. Splice. More of a friendly debate than an intense showdown. They are both powerful tools in their own right, catering to different artists and styles. TrackLib rests in the inspirational realm, opening up endless vistas for those of you who delight in upcycling iconic tracks, chopping them up, and producing something entirely unique. In contrast, Splice leans more towards the creators who favor constructing electronic music from ground zero using pre-made loops and presets. However, one significant distinction between the two platforms lies in licensing. The tracks in TrackLib's catalog aren't royalty-free. Simply put, if you plan on publicly releasing your creations based on their samples, licensing is a hurdle you must clear. Stress not, this isn't as daunting as it sounds.